April 24th, 2025, the Attorney General Office handed over 10 bundles of documents to the Press Council concerning alleged obstruction of justice through negative media narratives. These documents certain to cases involving corruption in tin commodity trading, sugar importation, and crude palm oil export facilities. The Press Council has commended an investigation into potential ethical violations, coordinating closely with the AGO to assess the involvement of media figures and legal professionals in disseminating misleading information. The Jakarta and Banten provincial governments inaugurated the Trans Jabodetabek S61 route, connecting Alam Sutera in South Tangerang to Blok M in South Jakarta. Spanning 59.7 kilometers with 26 stops, the journey takes approximately 95 minutes during peak traffic hours. The service operates 60 times daily with 24 buses, offering a flat fare of 3,500 rupiah to encourage public transportation use and alleviate congestions. And that was the news.
Is Java, we shall come to it with the market. The traditional market which becomes one of our cooking, so it is usually used milk duck for cooking the sound also. Besides udon yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. The sound also has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produces delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, the sound also can be found at Wittwittan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to taste the sound also, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, segot jawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava.
Kabuku, tarang hati ada satu. Listener, as compared to that, is one of the legendary solo calendar device because there are not many cases.
culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Also, it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo. In certain places, there are still traders selling this ice cream product, such as in the Bigger Market, Lion Market, and in Manahan Field. That was the atmosphere in an Angkor musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Sound Angkor Ujo, West Java. Angkor is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when Angkor was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yom Supiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang benar sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini tuh yang jenis angklung ya, alatnya ditekar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah, barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat, ya saya sendiri gak tahu itu kapannya. The bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it, and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak, and in Banten angklung seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord, or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dayang Octavian Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Initially, there was no tone, no salendro, nor pelo. Originally, angklung was just rhythmic music. Jenggon, jenggon, jeng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Don, jeng, don, jeng, don, jeng, so there was no tune. But then, the outside Baduis created Dami Lala Tida Chuns, who they used as a means to bat. Then, Mr. Dayang Sutikna was interested in it. There was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dayang tried to find out, how could this musical instrument be taught in schools? When he saw the beggar, he thought, this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at the time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to boy scouts. When he played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Dayang. Why did he do that? Because at the time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Girls, what are comments of different tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo? They were amazed with the music because angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Dayang Octavian Ujo.
Angklung merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ke ratusan kali. Itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu kita dalam sejarah, Belanda kocak kacang. Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets. No, but the spread of these bamboo spears made the people came and worked together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia?
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia has been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Haydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Namaskar Haydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh untuk saya.
My name is Haydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn angklung. In my opinion, angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play angklung.
My name is George Kozina. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time, I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now, I can, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build a house, making music, and everything. But the first I was, so surprised that they made music from this bamboo, like angklung. Yeah, I also maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class, yeah. Very easy. Back home, I have to, if I want to teach angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, but we don't have much bamboo.
People are interested in learning angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated angklung as masterpiece of oral and tangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about the typical music of West Java, as perceived by the angklung master, Dayang Octavian Ujo.
Yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir angklung ini bisa. Orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China. But I'm not worried that other people would play angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a cool state, but they play angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java Province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi angklung itu dievaluasi oleh UNESCO. Kalau nanti evaluasi. So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing this concern, the government of West Java Province has made some efforts to preserve angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture.
Palermo antisipasi supaya terjadi. In order to keep Angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angklung related activities in schools. So Angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angklung instructors to train the students and to form Angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian Traditional Music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Setiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang
then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
The head of tourism and culture of West Java province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian, because I think the conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as received by the artist Angklung, Dain Octavian Ujo.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Why don't we try it? No problem.